Thank you and good afternoon. Two men are recovering from major injuries following a two-vehicle collision near Big Lagoon around 10 o'clock on Sunday night. 66-year-old New Jersey resident John Connolly was headed north on Highway 101 near Big Lagoon when he allowed his vehicle to cross into the southbound lane. His vehicle collided head-on with an oncoming Ford driven by 43-year-old James Simmons, and both sustained major injuries in the crash. Both were transported to Mad River Hospital for treatment of injuries, and law enforcement found that Connolly was driving under the influence. He was arrested for DUI before he was eventually flown to an out-of-area hospital in Oregon. The California Highway Patrol is continuing their investigation into the collision. This afternoon, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office were able to positively identify the male adult who died in a vehicle versus pedestrian collision on April 16th as 27-year-old Petrolia resident Latham Greensfielder. That Saturday night, Greensfielder was walking on Highway 101 near Herrick Avenue when an oncoming vehicle driven by a Fortuna woman struck him, causing fatal injuries. Initially, the coroner's office were unable to identify Greensfielder, and fingerprint tests yielded no results as well. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for three suspects who stole cash and a vehicle during a car deal at the Bimbo KOA campground. A female victim met with a black male adult who wanted to purchase a vehicle she was selling, and the suspect left claiming he would return with cash for the vehicle. The man came back with two other masked suspects, and all of them were armed with handguns. The suspects then fled the scene, stealing the vehicle and $9,000 in cash. Deputies responded to the scene, and a search of the immediate area turned up the stolen vehicle, which had slashed tires, and the keys were missing as well. The suspects remain at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Firefighters within the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department and the CAL FIRE Fortuna Unit responded to a report of a travel trailer on fire on River Bar Road near Hydesville on Saturday night. When firefighters reached the scene just south of Highway 36, they found the mobile home completely engulfed in flames, and fire crews knocked down the fire within 20 minutes. The mobile home was considered a complete loss, and there were no injuries reported. The cause of the fire, however, remains under investigation. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has withdrawn its proposal of listing the West Coast population of the fisher, a small mammal that typically resides on the North Coast and in Oregon and Washington, as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act. In October of 2014, a number of environmental groups urged Fish and Wildlife to list the fisher population as threatened due to habitat loss from wildfires, as well as rodenticide ingestion from illegal marijuana grow sites. After receiving public comment from stakeholders and the rural county representatives of California, Fish and Wildlife determined that the fisher population was no longer in danger of extinction for the foreseeable future. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Assembly Committee on Housing and Community Development approved Assembly Bill 1736, a bill that would allow first-time homebuyers to open up a home ownership savings account in an effort to save them money. State officials cited a recent report that California has the second-highest median home price in the nation, and the percentage of a resident's income used on housing costs remains above the national average. If approved, first-time homebuyers would be able to open up this savings account and can put in $10,000 per year. In that account, and any accruals would be exempt from income tax on the condition that it's used as a first down payment or closing cost. The bill has bipartisan support in both the Assembly and Senate, and it will now head to the Assembly Committee on Revenue and Taxation for further consideration. Members of the Democratic Assembly unveiled a proposed plan for more than $1.3 billion for the 2016-2017 fiscal year budget to address affordable housing and poverty. In a letter written to the Assembly Budget Subcommittee, the one-time budget investment lays out five areas in which the funding would be used to address homelessness. The funding would be used for rental housing for lower-income families, home ownership opportunities and rental housing for working families, affordable housing for rural California, the retrofitting of soft-story homes, and housing assistance and production for the homeless and their families. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.